My name is Lori Heim. Today I'll be talking with Michelle Happich. The topic is Web 2.0 tools. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Lori.
Hello. Let's start off today by giving us a brief overview of your role within the district.
Okay. Well, currently I am a full-time math teacher. Prior to that, I was always a math teacher in the district, but about 4 years ago, Ambridge got became a part of the Classrooms for the Future grant that Pennsylvania had a lot of districts in there. We were called a Cohort 3 district. Cohort 1 had a lot of schools that participated. Cohort 2, they added more. Cohort 3 is where we came in. And what they wanted were teachers that could integrate technology into the classrooms for not only their own class, but, several teachers in the district, in the building, what have you. We ended up having 14 teachers in our Classroom for the Future programs, including myself. There were so many math, so many science, some foreign language, English, social studies, and even business. So there were a lot of disciplines that were represented. With that Classrooms for the Future program, the thing that I valued the most and that I was so fortunate to be a part of were all of the trainings that they offered. We started out with a boot camp. It was actually at the Holiday Inn near my house. Some people had to travel a lot farther. It was pretty close for me. And we had to stay at the hotel. We all started out every morning down in the ballroom where we would use Polycom-type video conferencing. And we would talk to all the other CFF groups around the state. There were some in Western PA, Eastern PA, Central, Northern, Southern. I mean, we were all over the place. And everybody would watch the same keynote speakers. We all had the same sessions set up during the day given by different presenters. And we were just immersed in all of these, in all this technology, different Web 2.0 tools that they were teaching us all day long. And it was awesome.
Good. Okay. Do you use any wikis or blogs with your students?
I do. Going back to that boot camp, one of the first things that I learned there was about even the existence of wikis, because up until that point, all I knew was, I knew you could create a website, but, I didn't know HTML. I didn't know anything about Dreamweaver or anything that, people would set websites up with. Wikis was just... It was amazing to me that you could go to someplace for free, like Wikispaces, like PB Works, different places, and all you had to do was create an account, provide a school email, and you got this ad-free, amazing little interface that you could use with your kids. So all of these sessions, again, at the boot camp were about, 50 minutes. You have 10 minutes to switch, go to another session. And I'm telling you, that wiki session that I went to kind of changed the way I do everything. I do have wikis. I use a wiki for my calculus class. I use a different wiki for my integrated 3 math class, which is basically the calculus is the highest seniors. The integrated 3 is almost the lowest juniors. So you can use wikis in a lot of different ways. You just have to be creative, know what the kids need, what you need. Sometimes the kids can share things to the wikis. Sometimes you don't need them to share things to the wikis. But so I have two different wikis for my classes. One for the Ambridge Area School District, where I would post a lot of the information on Web 2.0 tools that I thought the whole staff could benefit from. And then another one that I called Teach Math 2.0 for, like Web 2.0 tools. And I used that for some presentations that I had done at things like, P&C, or there's a charter school out here called Propel. And I would talk about different Web 2.0 tools strictly for math that I use on that wiki. So I definitely use wikis a lot.
Great. What are some of your favorite Web 2.0 tools that you use?
Okay, I try to narrow down a list because there's a lot, but there are some that I truly do use every single day. When I go into work, just like anybody, I open up my emails. It's the first thing that I do. Well, when I open up my email, I usually have 4 or 5 emails from Digo in there. Digo is something that I definitely could not live without. The reason I have emails from Digo is because Digo is a social bookmarking site, is what it's classified as. The first social bookmarking site I actually learned about was Delicious. Then I was shown Digo, and I preferred Digo, so that was what I went with. Anything that I had bookmarked in Delicious transferred over to Digo. Even right now, anything that I do bookmark in Digo automatically rolls over into Delicious, so they do work together. What's awesome about Digo is, anyone who's not used the tool before, you really need to look at this. Anything that I want to bookmark, it's not just bookmarked locally. It's not just going to be on my school desktop. It's not just going to be on my laptop, or it's not just going to be on my home computer. I will install a Digo toolbar. If you don't have installation privileges on your computer, you can use something small that's called a Digo let that anyone can use. And any site that you see, you bookmark it and you tag it. So for instance, I'll tag something with the word math and interactives and elementary, or math, interactive, calculus, or math, algebra, functions, you know, and I'll tag it so that I can find it easily, you know, 3, 4, 5 years later when I'm looking for a good social studies maps website. I'll be able to type in social studies and maps in my Digo and come up with something that I found that was really pretty awesome, say 4 years ago, that maybe I forgot about. Within Digo, you can join groups. And I did join a lot of groups. Even when I was doing CFF and I was looking out for things for every discipline, I joined one called History Teachers. I actually think, even though I'm a math teacher, I think History Teachers was the first group that I joined. There was also a group for the Classrooms for the Future coaches. I joined that. There's one for Web 2.0 tools and so on. So anyway, there are a lot of different groups, and that's what I get in my email every single day. Digo is one of my biggest tools that I use. iGoogle, as soon as I open up my web browser, my iGoogle page is my homepage. There are a lot of blogs that I have subscribed to, so they all show up there. My favorite blog is Free Tech for Teachers. So every day that I go to Google, I have 9 new links from Free Tech for Teachers sitting there. Shows me a lot of Web 2.0 tools. Evernote, I have an account on the computer, but I primarily use it on my phone when I want to jot down notes on my phone but access them anywhere. And Dropbox is just perfect for file sharing. So wherever I get my files, whether it's on my laptop, my school computer, my home computer, they're all in Dropbox. They sync with each other. As soon as you turn on a computer, all your files are there. I think that's about it.
What have you learned as a result of working with these tools?
I learned that, you know, not only do these tools make it so much easier to stay organized, because organization is a very big problem of mine, typically. But it helps. If I didn't have Dropbox, if I didn't have Digo or Evernote, I wouldn't even have things personally. I keep my own children. I keep their lunchbox account information, their grade book information, so that I can log into their grade quick. All of that I keep on Evernote. These things not only are essential to my job now, but to my everyday life. I use them all the time. And that they're so easy, and there's so much that's free. And it's just amazing. And even if you find something that's free that you use for 3 or 4 years and then it turns not free, guess what? There's another one that's going to pop up and take its place. So yeah, I've learned that they really help a lot. And the kids, they bring the kids in. You know, the kids are so much more interested in my lessons when I'm using something called Poll Everywhere, where I tell the kids to get out their cell phones that technically they're not allowed to have in class. And I say, here, if your answer is A, text this number to this number. If your answer is B, text this number to this number. And all of a sudden, live, we see the kids' answers to math questions. All of a sudden, they care, you know, because it's kind of cool to see how many people are going to get the right answer anonymously. And the kids really enjoy it just as much as I do.
All right. What changes or modifications do you plan to make as a result of your experiences?
A big change that I think I want to make is I want to teach my calculus class, not my AP class, but my regular calculus. They learn a little bit slower. They need a little more help in the class. And what I'm going to do is something called a flipped classroom for next year. So I'm going to use a Web 2.0 tool called Screencast-O-Matic to record my lessons ahead of time. I'm going to use my Active Inspire software that came with my Promethean board, and I'm going to record my voice and my lessons as I'm writing out math problems with another thing called a Mobi, and it's going to make it easier for me to write than if I was using a mouse. And I'm going to record the lessons, and that will be my students' assignment, will be to watch the lessons at home. Then when they come into class, we can do examples. I can give them time to work on homework so they can work in groups and help each other. And we're going to see how that goes. But I think it's going to be really interesting and very beneficial to them.
Sounds great. Yeah. Do you have any other tips or ideas you'd like to share?
Within each discipline, I mean, I don't know what kind of teachers we're going to be talking to right now. I could give you a thousand probably for math. Things like Hippocampus and Brightstorm that I use for tutoring. What I think would be good for everybody is not only to use these tools during class, in class time, but give the students the knowledge that these things are out there and let them go to them on their own time, Khan Academy, whatever, these things in math and science, where they can, maybe now their parents won't have to hire them a tutor because they have these other options available for them. And just try to get your kids as comfortable with these tools as you are. And, you know, CFF was always big on the terms like digital natives versus, you know, digital immigrants. And let's just all try to feel like those digital natives because it's easy. I mean, I'm not young. I'm no spring chicken. And this stuff is, it's not hard to pick up. And it's, I don't know, it makes life more fun. It makes the classroom more fun. And it sort of brings the teachers and the kids together. So find as many things as you can and go with them. You can't break anything. Try it all. Keep what you like. Discard what you don't, you know, and there's always more coming your way. Just keep your mind open.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us today. I appreciate it.
Sure. I hope I didn't talk too much because I do that a lot.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome. Bye, Lori.
Bye-bye.